For I am the God that moves in great power, says the Spirit of the Lord. For move into this wave. Move into this anointing. For Satan has come to shake many of your lives. Satan has come to shake many and to pull down and to distract with fear and with torment. For I say unto you that this war will persist until these things are settled in me and won in me. But realize this, that I have sent my Holy Spirit. I am more than enough to you, says the Spirit of grace. And I will cause you to stand in the midst of this thing with great peace and great revelation of my love. Move forward in me and do not stop. Do not be distracted by the things that you see or the things that you hear. Continue to move forward in me so that this which I've asked you to receive might be able to be received and that all men will eat of your table, says the Spirit of the Lord. For I've asked of you a revival. I've asked of you a renewal in the earth, such like as that man has not seen in many, many centuries. Receive of mine. The war is great, and there are many casualties, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do not fear because you see casualties. Do not fear because many things have come at you. But know this, that my grace is more than sufficient. And I will raise you up in the hard times. And I will cause you to stand in the best that I have in this life, says the Spirit of the Lord. For I know the plans that I have for you. I desire for you to live long, prosperous, and even happy in my presence. But know this, this cannot be obtained in the flesh. It must be obtained in the Spirit by my Spirit, trusting and leaning always in me. For you've entered into a war, and that war is not in the flesh, but it is in the Spirit. As long as you handle it in the flesh, it will not go away. But you must take authority in the Spirit and do those things which allow me to take that authority over your life. Do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Those things that are coming that are not of flesh and blood, do not wrestle with those things with flesh and blood, with your mind, with your will, with your emotions, and with your strength. But rather rest in me, says the Spirit of the Lord, and I'll raise you up, and I'll cause many, many years of your life to look like that which you desire to be, in peace and in prosperity and in the best that I have to offer, says the Spirit of the Lord.